But first, today is the opening day at the State Fair of Texas, a fall tradition here in our fair state. And this is also a Musers tradition because every morning of the opener of the State Fair of Texas, we are joined live by that icon, the State Fair, Big Tex, as he greets fairgoers as they come through the main gate. And I believe we've got Big Tex hooked up now from the State Fair. Hello, Big Tex. Can you hear us?
Howdy, folks, and welcome to the State Fair of Texas.
Yay.
Who said that?
Oh, that was me, George.
Hi, Big Tex. It's the Musers from the ticket.
Oh, good to talk to the Musers of the Marconi Losing Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yes, we did lose the Marconi last night.
Hold on, I have to make an announcement.
Okay.
Howdy, folks. Come on down to the Children's Petting Zoo and get a free handful of E. coli from some beaten-down pygmy goat. Go Texas!
How's that going to attract customers?
You guys should come down here and try our new delicious State Fair confection.
Okay. What's
deep
that?
Fried butter with deep fried powdered sugar on top of it, with a side of deep fried barbecue sauce infused champagne.
Now that's Texas.
It'll give you the runs for 10 days. The gift that keeps on giving. Howdy, folks. Welcome to the State Fair of. Okay, they looked away.
Well, you can keep talking to them.
Don't forget our new policy of carny chemical castration, designed for a greater sense of peace and safety for you, our cherished fairgoers.
Well, thanks, I guess.
We were having some problems with the carnies years past. Howdy, folks. Don't forget to stop by our brand new Steve Lenahan Botcha Play Call booth.
Scott.
Why not try your hand at calling a play worse than the Cowboys offensive coordinator, Steve Lenahan?
Scott, I believe.
I'm just reading my copy.
This is Big Tex joining us from the main gate at the State Fair of Texas.
This is probably old Big Tex's final year on this earth, folks.
No, don't say that.
Just don't want to go on any longer.
Why? Big Tex?
Not to make too big deal out of it. But kids, chronic alcoholism's really taking its toll on old Big Tex.
Don't say that.
So has the divorce.
Oh.
And maybe a little bit of the crushing debt, too.
Oh, no, but you survived.
And the recent allegations haven't helped much either.
Uh-oh, I hadn't heard about that.
I tried to kill myself once by going up in flames like a Buddhist monk.
I was going to say, you survived that.
You guys brought me back to life against old Big Tex's will. Now I live in an eternal hellscape of my own misery, George.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. I thought you'd be happy. It's
please,
State Fair time.
Let me rest in hell where I belong. Oh, hold on. Howdy, folks. Come on in to the State Fair of Texas. Like I said, an eternal hell.
Well, happy fair.
I think it's time I pack it in and give someone else a chance at being the face and the voice of the State Fair of Texas.
No, you're an icon.
You gotta keep going.
I have my replacement already picked out.
Who's that?
They're right here. Coco,
no
scared
way.
And frightened to stand in front of fairgoers.
Well, Coco, you're just behind the microphone, aren't
Coco
you?
Coco worried my Coco gorilla will freak out and unlife a family of four. Coco have no word for kill.
Yes, you do.
I will unlife people. George, please kill Coco.
I've tried.
Send Coco to lower heaven.
I've tried so many
Coco,
times.
Coco, you're already dead.
Coco, feel Kavanaugh guilty of something.
Okay.
Oh, you watched the hearings?
Coco, let's go! Coco, let's go!
Well, that was Big Tex, morphed into something else here on the first day of the State Fair of Texas.